This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. NDA candidate and Maharashtra Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan will be the new Vice President of India. He defeated INDIA bloc candidate and former Supreme Court Judge V. Sudarshan Reddy by a margin of 152 votes. Briefing reporters after the counting of votes, the Vice Presidential Election Rajya Sabha Secretary General and Returning Officer P.C. Modi said, out of the total 781 electors, 767 MPs voted in the election. Mr. Modi informed that out of 767 votes, 752 were found valid and 15 were declared invalid. President Draupadi Murmu has congratulated C.P. Radhakrishnan on being elected as the Vice President of India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi met C.P. Radhakrishnan and congratulated him on winning the Vice Presidential election. Nepal Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has resigned amid widespread violent protests across the country. Oli's resignation came after hundreds of demonstrators entered his office shouting anti-government slogans. The protesters were demanding accountability for the deaths during the protests on Monday. Meanwhile, Nepal's resident Ramachandra Podel has sought cooperation from all sides, including the agitators and citizens, to ensure a peaceful resolution of the adverse situation. The Nepali army has also stepped in to contain the unrest following widespread violent protests. Prime Minister Narendra Modi presided over a meeting of the Cabinet Committee on Security to discuss the developments in Nepal. In a social media post, Prime Minister said the violence in Nepal is heart-rending. Expressing his anguish on the loss of lives of the young in Nepal, Prime Minister Modi underlined that the stability, peace and prosperity of Nepal are of utmost importance. Mr. Modi also appealed to the citizens of Nepal to support peace. Union Minister for Textiles Giriraj Singh has stated that Indian textiles embody the vision of Atmanirbhar Bharat and the timeless spirit of Swadeshi. Mr. Singh was addressing a consultative meeting with micro, small and medium textile exporters from across the textile and apparel sector in New Delhi. The minister recalled that India's textile sector is valued at $179 billion, with exports of $37.75 billion. The minister stressed on the need for strategic diversification into 40 identified global markets while simultaneously deepening domestic demands. Minister of State for Personnel, Public and Grievances and Pensions, Dr. Jitendra Singh, will chair the 14th Pension Adalat in New Delhi today. The ministry in a statement said that total 894 grievances related to family pension matters pertaining to 21 departments and ministries are proposed to be taken up in the Adalat for redressal. The ministry asserted that it is committed to ensure faster resolution of grievances and enhanced dignity and financial security for the family pensioners. PUC Lal Chaivmaya, a farmer from Rabung village, Karzal district, Mizoram, was conferred the prestigious IIHR Innovative Farmer Award 2025. He was awarded yesterday at a ceremony at the Dr. G.S. Randhawa Auditorium, ICAR, Indian Institute of Horticultural Research, IIHR, in Bangalore. PUC Lal Chaivmaya cultivated the Arka Abed tomato variety during off-season on a 0.6-hectare plot at Funchong Zoo, earning 7,50,000 rupees. On the fifth day of the Saras Ajivika Mela, Union Minister for Rural Development Shivraj Singh Chauhan and Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta yesterday visited the ongoing fair at Major Dhyan Chand Stadium in the capital. On the occasion, Mr. Chauhan launched the Saras Mela app and felicitated Lakhpati Didis from various states. The app is designed to empower women from self-help groups, SHGs, by enabling them to register and monitor their participation in any Saras Mela held across the country. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Chauhan shared that nearly 2.82 crore women have now become Lakhpati Didis through various rural livelihood initiatives. In the opening match of the 17th edition of the Asia Cup cricket tournament, Afghanistan registered a massive 94-run victory over Hong Kong in Abu Dhabi. Meanwhile, Team India is set to begin its campaign today against hosts UAE at the Dubai International Cricket Stadium in a Group A encounter. And that is the end of this news bulletin.